Let's talk a little ESAC cross country as head coach Melanie Hundling joining us here today as we take a look back at a very good 2021 season for the Raiders. And coach, appreciate you joining us here today to take a look back at a season where you didn't have a ton of runners, but had some runners that had some really good success.
We did, yeah. The whole, not a huge number-wise group of kids, but fairly successful with the kids we had.
Let's start off with the boys. How did you feel like things went for the boys overall? I know Parker Engel really wanted to make the state cross country meet. I remember talking to him several times this year. He felt like he was in position to be able to did that, come up just a little bit short, but still had a great year, as did some of your other guys.
Yes, we had a full team of boys this year, which was good, and all of them had pretty strong times. Parker, of course, everyone hopes to go to the state meet. Parker started to really get a taste of it when he was meddling pretty consistently at the races. And that's, I guess, the phrase we use for that is they get a taste of that hardware. You know, they start meddling, they start seeing that success, and they start seeing what they can do. And Parker was really starting to see how that was going to be a potential for him. Even at the district meet, I was at about a mile and a half. He was in 11th place. I mean, we all had stomach butterfly is just so excited that was going to be a possibility for him, but he did kind of tucker out in that third mile. But him and I have discussed it since then, and even, you know, the night of the district meet, he said the miles he put in this summer probably weren't what he needed to do to keep his power through that third mile, so I foresee him doing quite a bit of off-season work, so he'll be more ready next fall. But the rest of the group, I mean, I'm trying to think back to, like, Gowrie. We had plenty of kids in the top 30. Elias Aragon and Isaiah Aragon both were pretty strong in the beginning. Ethan Peters had some pretty strong performances. And Austin Thompson, some of his times were 8 minutes better than what he was running last year, which is a huge improvement. So overall, I was pretty proud of that whole boys team.
What do you contribute some of the progress to? Was it more miles in the off season for these guys, or was it just a better focus this year coming into the season?
I think they've got more competitive drive than I've seen them have before. I think, like I said, once you start seeing your teammates bringing medals home, you start seeing, you know, on that team score, you start seeing yourself climb a few places here and there. You get a taste of that, and it's nice. You know, they get a little bit more competitive. They dig a little deeper. And I attribute it to each other. Austin is kind of my quiet kid on the team, but he's the one that encourages other people to go out. He brought Jackson Cromwell on the team this year. You know, and Jackson's a senior, but it was his first year. He came at the encouragement of Austin, and I think I attribute their improvement to the way they support each other, if that makes sense. I mean, they're if someone does really well, you know, they're, of course, telling that person good job. And, like Austin, everyone notices how much better he was doing this year, you know, and that pushes him even at the next meet to improve that time even more. So I think there's a lot of factors, but I think it's their support of each other. And just when they start seeing that success and those PRs come through, they want to keep going.
Did you notice that right at the beginning of the season, or is that something that kind of developed as this year went on?
A little bit of both. The very first meet, Elias Aragon, it was his first year out for cross country, and he did really well at the first meet. So I think it's hard during practice for those kids to see, you know, how this is going to go. So that first meet, when they see how well they can do in a field of 100 and some kids, that kind of sets the tone for the season.
Was it, you mentioned the Gowrie meet earlier, that was the district meet. What meet do you feel like for the boys was their best? Was there a certain course that fit well? I know every runner a little different, but was there a course that fit this boys team pretty well?
That's a good question. You know, surprisingly, Lake City, they all ran amazing times in Lake City. No one loves that course because of the hills in the back, but they just, we were there twice this year for their regular season meet and for conference. And the boys team seemed to do well at both of those, despite the hills. So I would say those were good meets for the boys.
Did they take anything from that first meet, the regular season meet, that helped them at the conference meet in Lake City?
The first meet in Gower, you mean?
The first meet in Lake City.
Oh, in Lake City. Well, it's always helpful to know the course, yep. You know, and then you get to do it again and see where, you know, or to see where you could improve. So they would, you know, see where the curves and the hills were they had maybe not done so well. We did splits at the first Lake City meet so they could see if their, you know, first mile was okay, second mile wasn't so good kind of thing, and they could improve on that. I think that was helpful.
Coach, do you like how your guys' schedule breaks down and stuff overall for both the boys and girls, or would you guys like to make some tweaks to where you're at and kind of how the schedule plays out for you?
Yeah, I a few weeks ago I already sat and put together some different schedule ideas. I don't like how we're so heavy at the beginning of October. It seems like we have like these big 10 to 12 day breaks in September. Part of that this year, you know, Kemper canceled their meet, so then we ended up with a huge gap in there. And then you want the kids to have every opportunity to run, but then, yeah, you don't want them getting injured either. So we ended up, was it October 2nd through 6th or something like that? We ran three meets in 4 days. Manning had rescheduled, and then we had two regular scheduled meets. So, no, I don't love how we have been so heavy scheduled at the beginning of October. The kids are getting kind of tired, and I plan to make some adjustments there.
Was this a group on the boys' side that pushed each other pretty well in practice, the way it sounds?
Yeah, you know, Parker's in football too, so we don't get to see him a lot. But during practice, yeah, these boys they encourage each other quite a bit.
Let's bump over to the girls' side, kind of a younger group, minus Emma Schrader. She had a great year making it back down to the state cross country meet. Got a chance to talk with her on Saturday. Kind of felt for her because, like her, I dressed for a little chillier weather early in the morning and it ended up not being so cold. So she kind of felt like she was overdressed a little bit as the event went on and got a little warmer. And I think that impacted her time and where she finished. But what a great season for Emma.
She did have a good year, and it was nice because, you know, last year was her first year, so she was kind of getting a feel for everything. And this year, she could hit the ground running, literally, you know, and try to hit top 10 in every meet. Versus last year, she was, you know, just the first meet was spent just figuring out what this was about, race strategy. This year, she could really tackle all of them, and she did very well at that.
Even missing some time late in the season, looked to me like she recovered from that pretty well, and it sounded like she put in quite a bit of work to get back to where she needed to be to be able to make state. The work ethic that she had this year sounded like it was really good.
Yes, it was. She, you know, this year I started giving the kids more homework on the weekends, and the change this year was they had to text me when they were done. They had to somehow screenshot or do something to show me that they had done a workout, and Emma was 100% with that. Even on days where she didn't have to do anything, she would go out and do a run or stretch or do something to keep her legs moving, and she did do quite a bit of off-season work this summer, so she definitely has the competitive drive, and she knew what she needed to do. We did bump up from 1A to 2A school this year as well, so that was an additional factor that kept her moving, because she wasn't going to be looking at the same competition as she was last year. So, no, her work ethic is good, and she's got, like I told someone at the district meet, you can see it in her face that she's not going to let that opportunity go away, you know, especially at state qualifying. So her work ethic definitely is a factor for her.
Coach, you had Amelia Croyer, a foreign exchange student with the team this year as well. How fun is that to get to coach somebody, you know, from a different country and be a part of the process of them kind of getting accustomed to things here in America?
It's a lot of fun. We were missing that last year, you know, with COVID. There wasn't any foreign exchange students. Not that I didn't enjoy the kids we had, but it is always nice. Seems like historically we always get one or two foreign exchange students on the team. So it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to listen to the conversations in the van, you know, driving back from a meet, the questions they ask, the, you know, the differences in how sports are handled over in her country versus what we do here. And it's just interesting to hear the kids, chat with her and ask different questions of her. So, and she was extremely pleasant to have on the team as well. So it's always a good experience.
What were some of the differences that you learned this year about how things are done here compared to where she came from?
Well, most of those countries, it's not school sponsored; it's all club. So the kids all thought that was interesting. That, you know, they don't just go after school to cross country. It's a, you know, something they do completely on their own, not school sponsored. So that's I think the main difference.
Let's talk about that girls' team as a whole. How did you feel like things went for them this year? What were the strengths of the girls' cross-country team?
Well, we had two girls that ran most of the season injured, and I don't advocate for people to, you know, further injure themselves or hurt themselves, but those two kids had to really, it was Rachel and Cora, had to really plug through this season. We only had five girls, you know, so to team score, we needed all five of them. So Cora and Rachel really pushed themselves through, and I think that's a strength of that girls' team, is that they wanted to do that for each other, you know, to make that work. And, you know, being as there was only five of them, I don't know how to say this the way that I feel. They always placed as a team kind of in the middle. You know, when you only have barely enough kids to team score, you would think you'd end up at the bottom every single time. You know what I mean? Not that I didn't think they could do well, but usually you have a bigger pool of runners to pick from, and then those top five will score for you. And these five, being as the only five we had, really consistently, they were in the middle at a lot of the meets, and I thought that was a really big deal. So I think that was a strength of the girls' team, was that even with their low numbers, they were holding their own.
Sounds like a competitive nature for those girls. As you said, most bigger teams, you can have one of your better runners maybe have an off day and somebody else steps in and you still get five good scores. When you only have five, you can't have anybody have an off day if you want to do
that
well.
Yeah. They were competitive, but they're a lot of fun too. So they were, you know, not overly hard on each other, or, you know, they were the perfect combination of fun and competitive. So it worked out really well.
Any certain meet or course that you felt worked well for the girls this year?
You know, flat courses were better for this crew, mostly because of the injuries. The flat courses seemed to be less intimidating as far as the fear of hurting or pain or something like that. I'm looking at my list and trying to think. I thought Odebolt, they all ran really well. You know, I say that about the flat courses, but I'm going to take that back. We ran at Lake City for a conference, and those girls all had some of their best times that last Saturday meet that we had. So, and that one's pretty hilly in the back. I think most of them actually set a personal record that day. So I do have to say that was the one hilly course that they really did really well on. But otherwise, no, they appreciated the more flat courses. Ridgeview, that's usually a pretty good one for them. But yeah, I guess that's, sorry, I'm kind of deviating from your question there.
Fine.
Yeah, they definitely preferred the flat courses because of their injuries, but the Lake City meet was one that was full of PRs as well. So,
Coach, you excited about the future, girls and boys-wise, of ESAC cross country?
We got a really good group of eighth graders that's coming in. Owen Engel and Tucker Fries and Kate Bachman and Riley Aragon, those four boys are all joining us next year as far as what they've told me, and they're all a really good group of eighth graders. I think last year they were the conference champ runner-up. So, that's a lot to look forward to for the boys. The girls doesn't have anyone in particular. We've got one girl that will hopefully join us next year, but we don't have as big of a group joining us. But I would say that's something to look forward to, is those middle school kids. We're only losing the two seniors and the one foreign exchange student, so...
Coach, as far as off-season, it's kids getting out and getting miles on their own. What are you talking to the returners about what they need to do in the off-season to be ready for next fall?
So I've given them, training ideas, running and, you know, weightlifting to work on. But we had a pretty strong conversation this year with a lot of them that if you're not running 30 miles a week in the summer, you really can't show up to that first day of cross country and expect that you're going to be a state qualifier. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You can't, we start in August and you start your training in August. You're going to hit your peak shape by districts, but you're not going to be able to perform that way all through the season. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So we had quite a few conversations about that, that if you're not doing off-season work, you really can't be coached to win state, you know what I mean? So they seem to get that, and especially Parker, like I said, he saw the success he built through the 10 weeks of the season. So like I told him, if you start where you ended and, can start your season that way, then, yeah, you're definitely going to be in contention to be a state qualifier.
Well, Coach, have a great off season. Thank you for everything during the season here. I know that generally I don't contact the cross-country coaches as much as I do other coaches because, luckily, usually the host schools are really good at sending the results so I don't have to pester you guys at night. So appreciate everything throughout the season. It's always fun getting to see you at the meets that your kids are at and get to watch your kids, and congratulations on another great year.
Thank you, Jeff. We appreciate the coverage.
You bet. Head Coach Melanie Hundling again with the Esaka cross-country team.